Joshua chapter 1, if you will, please. Joshua chapter 1.
I'm going to read verse 1 to 9. Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Here's the key phrase. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then thou shalt have good success. It's when we adhere to the word of God.
Yes, sir.
For the Israelites who were about ready to go in and possess the land. And did you notice in the description of the land? If you were to take out a Bible map and you were to look at the area that's described here, you'll see it is much larger than what Israel was given by the United Nations back in 1947.
Yes, sir.
And this is the land that God will reestablish as the land of Israel when Jesus comes back and sits on the throne of David in the city of Jerusalem. And it's then, not only will the United States have had its embassy then in Jerusalem, but you'll find that the capital of Jerusalem will be, the capital of Israel will be Jerusalem without the mosque.
Yep. Yeah.
Without the mosque.
Yeah. Right.
It's sitting in a place it doesn't belong. It's sitting in a place that man has put it. But God Almighty is going to change things when Jesus comes again. And then you notice there in verse 6, it says, be strong and of a good courage. And then that's repeated down in verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, the next time I preach on a Wednesday, which will be in 3 weeks, I'm going to go into the various verses of these nine verses that we've read. And we're going to look at each one and what they have to say. We'll look at verse 2 and 3, then we'll also look at verse 5, the beginning of 5, the end of 5, and then we'll look also at this verse 8 and 9, because these are key verses having to do with the promise of God. But if we keep the word of God, you say, well, now that's what God gave to the people, that the Jews that became the nation Israel, but we're Gentiles. That's all right. What he's telling us here is how he treated his people. Yes, the Jews. But you'll find in 1 Peter chapter 2 that God tells us that we as Gentiles are a holy nation, and we have not taken the place of the Jew, but we are a special, unique people to God. And because that's true, God is going to give to us the same care, the same provisions, the same protection that he gave to his people, the Jews, and that he'll be doing again. Now, the key thing is for God's people to be holy,
yes,
righteous, godly, all the time.
That's right.
Not just on Sundays.
That's right.
All the time.
That's good, brother.
Moms and dads in the home to be holy.
Yes,
you want to claim any of these promises that God gave to his people? You want to go into the New Testament and claim the promises that God gave to his people? Well, you're not going to do it if you're not living godly, holy lives at home.
Yes, sir.
At home.
That's right. Help us, Lord.
You're going to have to understand this next statement, because you're going to have to understand it. I don't care what you are here, but I care a whole lot about what you are at home.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Because it's what you are at home that is what you are.
That's right. Yes, help us, Lord. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come on. Sure, I'm going to sing song so-and-so. It's what you are at home.
It's good.
Doesn't matter what you are here.
That's right.
You say, aren't you afraid you'll discourage people about being what they ought to be here? Not once they're what they ought to be at home.
That's right.
When they are what they ought to be at home, they'll be what they ought to be here.
That's right. Exactly right.
Genuineness is what God looks for.
That's right.
One of the biggest reasons why we don't see people, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why we don't see people busting down the doors to get in to Bible teaching churches is because people aren't at home.
That's right.
What they ought to be.
Sure thing. You got that right.
Now listen to me. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. Because I don't like when I sit in a pew and somebody accuses me of something that they don't know if that's so or not about me. So listen, you might be at home exactly what you are supposed to be in God's sight. Not pastor's sight,
that's
not
right.
My sight.
Yes,
not the pastor's sight, not the emeritus' sight. Okay? Not the deacon's sight.
That's right, Pastor. Yes,
you, maybe you are being at home exactly what God wants you to be. And if that's true for you, God bless you. And he is. But the sort of thing I'm talking about is why there are so many less people on a Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
And it's everywhere. It's not just here.
That's right.
We, 60 to 70 Sunday mornings, some good mornings. We have 75 here, and then we come down to Wednesday night, and I don't know, I haven't counted what's here. Was a whole lot less than 60 to 70.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere.
Yes, help us, Lord.
When I was in Shingle House at Grace Bible, we had an average of 150 on Sunday mornings. Now, I felt real good that we had 100 Sunday nights.
Yeah.
That's a good turnover by way of church standards. But then come Wednesday night, I don't remember what Wednesday night was. Do you remember? Around 60 on Wednesday night. And, you know, that was good for a Wednesday night compared to Sunday night. But where was the other 50?
Oh.
You see? Where was the other 50? And just like here, 60 to 70 is what we normally have. Where's the...
That's right.
Somebody got to give me a quick count for here.
About
35. And what?
About
35. About 35 tonight. So where's the other half?
That's right.
And again, I understand. You know, I wasn't born yesterday. So I understand we would be in revival if everybody that was here Sunday morning was here Wednesday night. We would be in revival, and you wouldn't need this kind of preaching, because the Spirit would be working in ways that we can't imagine. And I understand why it is. Some people just are not there. People are growing, right? It's a growth pattern. And I don't expect people that haven't grown to a certain level to not be there. But I'm so concerned about those who were at a level and have backslidden to a lesser level. And I'm sure you're concerned about the same thing. Sure, you're concerned about the same thing. But we've got to get on top of this if we're going to... But, you know, I like what Pastor says. We're not going to be able to change a nation, but you can change your home.
Yes, thank you.
And I understand, no matter how hard I preach and how earnest I am, it isn't going to change things. But if you can get on top in your life, okay? And just this morning, I talked to the Lord about things that I need to get on top of in my life. Father in heaven, I pray that you'll help us as we go through this portion of the book of Joshua. And even now as we go to prayer and intercede on behalf of those who have needs, Lord, we've heard so many tonight. We pray your Father that you'll make us accept our prayer tonight.
Amen.
All right. If you can think you can help with Brother Jim, don't make the determination.